Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some of your time? It's a brief survey about education, sir. It's issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It'll be very brief.
What's for the it all about? I still didn't understand you.
It's about education, sir.
What is that?
Education. Like, yeah. For example, the first question does say, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Meaning if I reach your cell phone so that we can make this as quick as possible since we value your time. Are you in a safe place, sir?
I'm always in a safe place.
Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet?
No.
Including print, radio?
We're all retired.
Okay.
We're 85 years old.
I see, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Even though it's a long way off, sir, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you'll definitely vote? Probably vote? 50-50 chance or you will not
if
vote?
If the two clowns that are running right now on each side are the only two, I probably won't vote because they're too stupid to run the country. One's running into the ground and the one that did was there before ran it into the ground before that. Why do we want two 89-year-old people running this country? Insane. Anyways, yes, I'm going to probably vote.
Okay, sir. All right. I was going to ask you your age. You mentioned you were 85. All right.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask for your race?
White.
All right, sir. And moving on, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Now I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 0 means, sir, very favorable. You have a very favorable opinion towards them. I'm sorry, 100 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you don't have any opinion or don't know the person, you can tell me as well. For example, woke culture or wokeism, how much would you rate them from a 0 to 100?
Woke?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about them, but
nope.
Everything I know puts them at a 0.
All right. Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100?
I didn't hear that.
Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100?
I have no idea who they are.
No problem. What about public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
30.
Okay. The National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100?
Have no idea what they do.
No problem. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
20.
Okay. Public schools from a 0 to 100?
Right now, probably a 30.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Department of Education from a 0 to 100?
I don't know what they do.
No problem. And charter schools from a 0 to 100?
They're probably 50.
Okay. And moving on, sir, my other question to you would be is, we would like to know, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I have no idea.
No idea? Are you inclined to any of those options, sir? Maybe you incline them to be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
We moved to this community 3 years ago. We were already in our 80s. We don't relate to the schools at all.
Oh, okay.
We're in a retirement home.
Oh, okay. I understand, sir. And you don't have any friends or family that have or relatives that are at school that you can probably have heard or have an opinion about? No?
Well, I guess I would have to say, what are my choices?
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're probably good.
Okay.
I
understand. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know. Really, I don't know.
Well, all right, then. Well, in that case, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Bye.